You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. Jeremy, why don't you welcome James to the air?
Oh, it's James. Good morning, James.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
We're just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you doing today, buddy?
I am driving into work right now, actually. Getting ready to build a structure out of some metal.
Yeah? You a metal fabricator?
Jack of many trades.
Are you?
What's your strongest trade? What are you best at?
I wouldn't have a best, I'd say. I don't have a master of any.
You just know a lot. A lot about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Let's put you on the spot. You've got to name one thing that you think you're best at. This is an interesting question for everybody. Whether it's your job or what you do with your life or whatever, what do you think you're very best at?
I'd say people skills and interacting with others and having conversation.
You're doing a fine job.
Really well done, yes.
Yeah. So,
my biggest takeaway is I can't imagine rolling in to work at 9 a.m. and starting your day.
Right.
Whereas we are just minutes away from wrapping up our day.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
So weird. It is so weird to me.
Let's play a little rattle off, James. You ready to give it a try?
Well, let's do it.
All right.
Okay. Let's see if this is one of your skills. The letter I'm giving you is H, as in Halloween. H, all right? 10 seconds. Give me five companies or brands that begin with the letter H. Ready? Go.
Hollister. Oh, crap.
Wow. Bummer, dude.
Well, that was a tough one, I guess.
The company H&M.
H&M. Hallmark.
H&M.
Listen, you're about to think of 50 more as soon as you hang up, so.
Probably.
See you later. You're probably driving by a Home Depot right now.
Or maybe you're in a Honda. I don't know. James, have a great day, buddy.
Hey, you too.
Bye, James.
Thank you for listening to the show, you metal man, you. And next up is Karina. Karina, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
What do you think you're best at? Of everything in the world, what are you best? This should be a segment for our show. What are you best at?
I am best at faking.
Faking what?
I like to take desserts and turn them into cookies and cupcakes.
Baking,
so like,
you said.
Baking. Like
wait a minute.
Like
so
I'm faking
key lime pie cookies. Or?
So you take a key lime pie and you make a cookie out of it.
Correct.
That's really interesting. Give us another example. How else do you take a baked good and turn it into another baked good?
I made cannoli cupcakes.
I want a cannoli cupcake.
That's my nickname for Jeremy. He's my little cannoli cupcake.
Hey! Well, that's really creative.
What is it that some people make pies out of cakes or cakes out of pies? Which is it? There's one or the other. I can't remember now.
What can you make out of a chocolate cake?
What can I make out of a chocolate cookie? My specialty is cupcakes and cookies, so I convert other things into those.
I really like that. Good for you. Huh. Well, let's see how you do at Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, it's a food one, too. So let's see. But it's not necessarily baking. In 10 seconds, we need five foods with seeds. Five foods that have seeds. Ready and go.
Cucumbers, strawberry, apples. Cantaloupe, squash.
Ooh, she got squash.
She got squash in. Squash does have seeds, right?
Sure, it's those it does.
Things.
Yeah.
I think it does. Yeah. That's five. You're a winner.
Can you turn a squash into a cupcake?
I probably could.
Yeah, get on that today.
It would probably be a savory cupcake, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I got to tell you, the reason this popped to my mind is because I spent good money the other day on a seedless watermelon. Mm-hmm. It even has a little sticker on there that says seedless watermelon. That son of a gun had as many seeds as a seeded watermelon. Yes,
I didn't even know they made seeded watermelons anymore.
I know. They still sell them.
That's horrible.
Why? We don't know.
Who wants that?
Just those people.
Want to spit our seeds out.
Nobody wants to do
that. Yeah, those people who like to participate in those watermelon seed spitting contests or whatever. I don't know. Look, the world is full of weird people, okay? And there's some people out there who just prefer seeds in their watermelon.
Yes. Not a life I want to live.
Oh, man. Yeah, you should have seen the outrage on my face. What is this? That's how spoiled we are.
This fruit just gave me a ton of work to do.
You know, and it's even funny if you... I've never worked so hard for my fruit. You know, and it's funny, even if a seedless watermelon only has like one or two seeds in it, period,
yeah,
you still are like,
you're still pissed. It said seedless. That's good.
Oh, Corinna. Hey, you're the champ today. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, if you will please hold on, Josh will have a few words with you. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for listening. It means a lot to us. And everyone else who is holding, well, dang it all, you're going to have to give us a call back tomorrow. We will play Rattle Off again tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock.